Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, thank you guys. I hope you had a great remembrance of our soldiers and those who have sacrificed Memorial Day weekend. I know some people called it a long weekend, but it was Memorial Day weekend, very solemn, and we really do love and honor those that served and fought for our freedoms. For me to be able to be on air today, it sadly and tragically took the lives of so many, and I'm forever indebted to our veterans. And so we honored them this last Memorial Day weekend. Nevada is in a pretty darn good mood because today we open at 100%. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. 100% capacity for Nevada. Now, Nevada was really in a tight spot because we have tourism, and we don't attract just people from SoCal. We attract people from all over the world. We are America's playground. We have some of the best restaurants. We have some of the best entertainment. We have some of the best hotels. We just have some of the best weather. I know it gets hot, but at least there's no humidity. And so people come to Las Vegas. This is where you want to be. This is where you be. And so when the lockdowns happened, there was a lot of debate on how strict we needed to be. And because many of our residents work for, you know, the strip or the resort corridor where, you know, you're exposed to international travelers, Vegas especially got hit with some of the hardest and more strict sort of COVID restrictions. Now, did that mean that the corner bakery in a suburb had to close down or the corner bar? No, which I debate. But I understand that there was a lot of concern of, you know, strains coming in and how our city could have possibly been a hotbed for variants if we didn't strategize. I think we will all debate on how well the strategy was. But we're opening, all right? Let bygones be bygones. Let's move on. So, us opening, what does that mean? Well, if you're vaccinated, you get to follow the CDC guidelines, except if the airline industry or the public transportation or somebody else wants you masked. So, if there are certain entities that want you masked, you have to follow that. If Target says they want you to still be in a mask, you have to wear the mask. That's private businesses can control, I guess, what you put on your face. But for the most part, vaccinated individuals in Nevada, again, don't have to wear a mask following CDC guidelines. They also, restaurants, bars get to open up to 100% capacity. None of this, you have to sit outside in the heat or you have to limit people coming in. We are at 100% capacity. So very, very exciting stuff. I got to admit, though, watching people out there and going into restaurants, I didn't really see the 58% capacity or the 75% capacity. It looked like 100% capacity. But, you know, where we go next is going to be a little tricky. Apparently, there's a case we're going to talk about of a bird flu that infected a human in China. China was very quick to, well, maybe not very quick, but at least we heard about this a little sooner than we heard about COVID. So we're going to talk about what bird flu means. Vietnam has reported a new variant that has similar strains and mutations to the India variant and the UK variant. We have our immunization process doing really well, but experts in Nevada say we're just not going to hit the 75%. Apparently about a week or two ago, some of the like Kyra Morgan, a state biostatistician, doesn't believe Nevada will ever reach the 75% goal. So what I think is very strategic about us opening up now in the summer is the summer usually tends to be the time when we have less right? COVID cases or less flu or cold cases. And so this will be a chance for businesses to actually try to quench their thirst of all the debt they incurred over the last 15 months. It gives kids a chance to see other kids. It gives people a chance to kind of, you know, do what they need to with family. And then we're going to see what happens by the fall. And I think this summer is going to be probably the most telling on how we turn around and live with a virus like COVID. Because I don't really see the lockdowns working. We still had cases. California had soaring cases. Lockdown states versus non-lockdown states, the data is debatable on how much that really helped. So Nevada taking the plunge, California hopefully June 15th taking the plunge is something that I think is necessary for us to as a whole realize how we're going to live with this virus. Now, mind you, these variants are scary. I don't like the variants. I don't, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everything has to shut down. Kids have to stop learning. Kids have to face eating disorders. People's vision, we're being told that a study came out saying people's vision worsened because all we did was stare at computer screens. We didn't get our vitamin D. Smoking is at an all-time high. All that work we did with obesity and narcotics and tobacco is reversing. We really want to reverse that. We have a woman, I forget which city, I think in Tennessee, that she wants to label people who didn't get the vaccine with a yellow Jude star similar to Nazi days. I mean, so now we're going to discriminate against people who don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine because maybe they're concerned that, you know, their race or demographics wasn't studied to the degree that it should have in these studies. I mean, you're really going to now start to discriminate and segregate. So we lost a lot of progress on so many things that we gained in terms of health, in terms of racism, in terms of you know, societal and advancements. We just went back decades by these lockdowns. And so I don't ever want to see a lockdown again. I don't even want to hear the term lockdown. I get if there's a nuclear disaster or something like that, we might all have to go into a bunker. But for a virus that we can't control, that's going to mutate, it just doesn't make sense to try to close down schools and, you know, everything. So I'm a fan of us reopening. Kudos to public officials who finally have the guts to say, all right, we're going to reopen. But, you know, the way the summer is going to kind of pan out is we're going to see what tourism does. We're going to see what happens when kids play with each other. You know, we're going to see what happens when people start to date again. And we're going to see if it really did make a difference in terms of COVID spread or not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 41-year-old man in China's eastern province of Jiangsu has been confirmed as the first human case of infection with the H10N3 strain of bird flu. Now, of all things we need right now, it's not bird flu. Remember the bird flu we dealt with years ago, and people started to, in America, hoard Tamiflu because they were afraid what was going on in China would come here, and then we weren't going to have enough antivirals, and Tamiflu was the only thing they thought could, you know, battle the bird flu, and it was just an absolute mess. So this is one single case, but it is concerning. The man is a resident of the city of Jingjing, was hospitalized on April 28th after developing a fever and other symptoms. He was diagnosed as having the H10N3 avian influenza virus 1 month later. They did not give any details on how the man had been infected with the virus. Yes, it took about a month for them to figure it out. I wondered about that, too. But it is interesting that at least we found out about it this soon and not months later like COVID-19. So the man was stable, ready to be discharged from the hospital. Medical observation of his close contacts have not found any other cases. Now, H10N3 is supposed to be a low pathogenic or less severe strain of the virus in poultry, and the risk of it spreading on a large scale is supposed to be very low. It's not a very common virus. This is according to Philip Clay's regional laboratory coordinator of the Food and Agriculture Organization's Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Diseases at the Regional Office for Asia and the Pacific. Now, only around 160 isolates of the virus were reported in the 40 years to 2018, mostly in wild birds or waterfowl in Asia and some limited parts of North America. None have been detected in chickens so far. Unfortunately, whenever viruses like this get found and they feel it's in an animal that could unfortunately allow a zoonotic spread where it could jump to humans, they cull these animals. And this is not any time to have a food shortage, nor time to have another virus. I don't like it when they have to kill animals because of a possible viral spread. So analyzing the genetic data of the virus is going to now be necessary to determine whether it resembles old viruses or was this a brand new mix. Many different strains of avian flu are present in China. Some sporadically infect people, especially those working with poultry. There have been no significant numbers of human infections with bird flu since the H7N9 strain that killed about 300 people in 2016 to 2017. They say no other cases of human infection with H10N3 have been previously reported. So what does that mean? What this means is, one, it sounds like China is going to be a little bit more on top of it. All right, that's kind of nice. That's long overdue, if I might add. It also means that, you know, these viruses are going to continue to persist and be. That's just kind of how nature works. People think, all right, let's get rid of COVID. Let's open back up. Let's move on. I do want to move on. Trust me, I am for that. I am so anti-lockdown, you have no idea. But it does mean that we are very weak compared to nature. We can't handle a hurricane. We can't handle a tornado. We can't handle an earthquake. I mean, we are just minuscule compared to nature. And one of nature's beasts are pathogens, are these viruses, things we just cannot see and can outnumber us by the zillions. And so, you know, it just reminds us that we are going to have to always look at R&D. We are going to have to protect. I know people are not going to like me saying this, but we are going to have to protect our pharmaceutical companies in terms of their patent protection and in terms of their incentive to make new drugs, because every time there's a pathogen or something bad happening, we start to hear, oh my gosh, we need a medication, we need an anti-venom, we need a vaccine. All right, well, do we have enough government labs to do that? No. Do those in the government, you know, come up with things faster than private sector? No, competition. You always need competition. I don't know if you guys have been watching The Men Who Built America or The Food That Built America. And I think the History Channel is going to have The Titans That Built America and then The Machines That Built America. So it's a fantastic series by Stephen David Entertainment. And they have multiple different series with it. But the one underlying thread is so much of our innovation came from competition. Coke wanted to be better than Pepsi. Pepsi wanted to be better than Coke. Fritos wanted to be better than Lay's. McDonald's wanted to be better than Burger King. And so, and that's just with the food. You know, Rockefeller wanted to be better than Carnegie or whatever. And so it was this drive, this race to invent something and to be the first or to, you know, be able to, overcome financial obstacles or food obstacles or obstacles during the Depression or obstacles during the war. And so when it comes to viruses and vaccines and pathogens, there has to be that competition. And I, sadly, I used to work for the government. There's not a lot of, you know, push, and there's not a lot of fire under people's butts. And I'm not trying to accuse all government workers of this. I think government workers bust their butts. But, you know, having worked in industries where they don't want people standing out, making a difference, and, you know, moving like lightning to get something done, because it makes everybody else look bad. Unfortunately, we hear about that time and time again in many government sectors. Just do what you're told. Just lay low. Circle the equator. Don't stand out. If you stand out, you get fired. Well, these inventions, the ZMAP for Ebola, the Pfizer vaccine, that's all about standing out. That's all about getting your act together and creating something that needs to help save the world. And so if we don't have enough government labs and we don't have that sort of landscape, you know, for government workers, because they've been taught in multiple arenas of how dangerous it is to stand out and up and outcompete your coworkers, then, I mean, look at the government. You know, I mean, people can be heroes, but even the GOP or the Democratic Party will try to clip your wings. I mean, there's always wing clipping. And when it comes to pathogens and fighting nature, we need people to soar. We don't need the politics involved. I mean, look at how politics completely hurt, you know, people having access to monoclonal antibodies, or people considering hydroxychloroquine as another adjunct for people with severe COVID. I mean, because Trump had it, or Trump brought it up, all of a sudden nobody could touch it. Are you kidding me? All right, nature doesn't give a damn about politics. They don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. They don't care if you're Trump or Biden. It is going to decide to do whatever it wants to do. We're looking at now this new variant in Vietnam. According to Lee T. Quinn Mai, deputy head of the National Institute of Hygiene, they discovered a Y144 deletion on the spike protein S of the B1617.2 variant. This mutation is similar to the one found on the B117 variant. So that means that the virus in Vietnam, or in a person who is Vietnamese within the country, had just a loss, just a deletion of a gene. And it was enough to change the spike protein to now make it more infectious. And so that's kind of what the virus does. We could do whatever. We could say whatever. Our media could cover whatever. We can rally. We can vote. We can mail in ballots. We could do whatever. The virus doesn't care. Any of these viruses don't care. So as India is grappling with strains and has multiple mutations, Vietnam possibly has a new strain. We're being told that the more infectious Indian variant is now growing rapidly in the U.S., makes up about 7% of all cases. You know, this is just going to be something that, as I said, we're going to have to learn to live with. I'm glad we're reopening. Those who are, you know, kind of concerned, those who might not want to, you know, be around public, there should be means for people to be able to still access food, still be able to work, still be able to learn. But those who really want to be out there and want to live and want to, you know, live their one life that they have on this earth, they should be able to. Nobody should interfere with that. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. The most significant changes are contained in two articles, 1395 and 1398, which aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The new provisions were released Tuesday after 14 years of study. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, with Brent topping $70 a barrel, as optimism grew over the fuel demand outlook during the summer driving season of the United States, the world's top oil consumer. Prices were also increased after data from China showed that factory activity expanded at its fastest this year in May. Prices were $34 a barrel at this time last year under President Trump. A chunk of space trash has left a hole in the International Space Station's robotic arm, but NASA and Canadian mission managers say the arm's functionality won't be impacted. USA Radio News. As the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries around the world are not faring as well. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
While COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic.
As concerts and live music make a return to America, a concert featuring punk bands is slated to take place June 26 at VFW Post 39 in St. Petersburg, Florida. People who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be able to get a ticket for $18 in advance. People who are not fully vaccinated are being charged $999.99 for the same ticket. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was in California this weekend. My brother and his wife, Amy, had a baby, Shoshana, just a beautiful little girl. And we had to go and see the baby. And so, you know, my sons got to hold the baby. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, yeah, you get to be that small. So it was really, really, it was really beautiful. And the weather was cooler because we were kind of, there was a lot of marine layer. And we were near the Del Rey kind of Hollywood, Fairfax area, just kind of in that general little quadrant of Southern California. And so it was kind of nice. Weather was nice and all that. Unfortunately, you saw just streams and streams of tents of homeless people. And I've never seen it. Now, I was born in L.A. I went to school in L.A. I've been in Southern California multiple times a year since then, and I've never seen the homeless population rise to that degree. And there's a lot of factors contributing to that. You know, you don't have a job. If you don't have a job, you can't feed yourself. You can't support yourself. So you're going to set up a tent, or you're going to live in your car. You're going to do what you can. Even though there were eviction moratoriums, if people didn't, you know, if they couldn't, you know, maintain still their power or their phone or whatever, many of them didn't choose to live in their apartment or in their house. You have many people that have mental health challenges, and without having access to doctors or access to their medications, they don't have an easy time having a job, keeping a job. And so drug use has gone up, you know. So I didn't interview anybody in particular in these tents, but you saw just rows and rows and tents, you know. So these pictures you see online, those aren't, you know, fabrications. They're, I mean, we saw them, parks and, you know, and I think there was a authority, there was, I forget which truck, it was a white truck, didn't look like police officers, but I think it had to do with either state security or state sort of, maybe FEMA, I'm not sure. And they would approach them, but where do you move them to? And, you know, when you have somebody who's homeless, they need a home, they need a job, they need clothes, they need medical care. And, I mean, do we have facilities? Do we have neighborhoods? Do we, you know, a big debate people are having in California right now is where do those neighborhoods exist? People don't want their property values dropping because there's homelessness and there could be, you know, unfortunately, you know, things that come with that. And, you know, there, so if nobody wants to, you know, house the homeless, and if nobody wants to provide areas where they could be, they have to live somewhere. So whether it's on the beach, whether it's in a park, whether it's under an overpass. So what I saw there in California was just striking, and it's sad. I don't know what the answer is. As, I mean, you know, you see, you know, the government, especially the state government, trying to find places of where they could put migrants coming into the United States. You know, they need to first figure out where they're going to house American citizens. That you can't just have people coming in when you already have, you know, thousands and thousands of residents just sitting out there without a home. And trust me, when the sun does hit and that marine layer does not stay cool, you're going to sadly have real high heats in Southern California, and then you're going to have even more morbidity, mortality by homeless people. So I don't know what the answer is, but those who live in California are struggling with that. And in addition, they're struggling with the pretty high gas prices. So our truck died. When we were in California, the truck died. And it's a 2017 Chevy, is it a Silverado? I don't know. But it was my son's truck. And it, I guess the battery said it was low. And we're like, all right, low battery. So we'll find a charge, we'll get a new battery. And then all of a sudden, everything just died. So we think it was the alternator, because the alternator was supposed to keep the battery charging, right? So we think the alternator died. So we basically are stuck, right? It wasn't the worst area, but, you know, we were kind of stuck on the street for about 3-4 hours till a tow truck could come. And then we went, we got a rental car. We were very blessed to be able to do that, considering all the rental car places were closed on a Saturday and it was a holiday weekend. So we just left the truck there. I mean, we had it towed to a dealership that could hopefully fix it. But across the street, and we were at the corner of Fairfax and San Vicente, across the street was a gas station. And I mean, when you're sitting there for 3-4 hours, you're going to read the prices. And regular gas was at $5.79 a gallon. Now, this was on the corner of Fairfax and San Vicente. Now, if I remember correctly, I posted a picture a year ago of that same sign, because whenever you go to farmer's market or whatever, you end up driving in that area. I remember it was about $4.79 about a year ago. And then when you drive a block or two away, the gas dropped about a buck, you know, 75 cents to a buck a gallon. So there's something about that one gas station that posts the highest of prices. I don't understand why. Maybe they don't want long lines. Maybe they think there's going to be somebody stupid enough to spend that kind of money. I don't know. I mean, some people said, well, it's there for the rich. I don't know. I think the average rich person doesn't go and get their own gas. I think they send somebody to gas up their car. So I don't know why. And in fact, the V Power was at $5.99 a gallon. So I just posted that picture with a bunch of question marks, and it got shared like 150 times because people were just shocked. And people are like, oh, it's fake. It wasn't a fake sign. I just took a picture that's not Photoshopped. Just that one particular gas station is charging close to $6 an hour or $6 a gallon. So why are gas prices going up? Well, you know, there's been a lot of debate on the pipeline. There's been a lot of debate on Biden's policies on, you know, maybe the countries exporting crude oil and their embracing of American policies and what they're doing to the prices. But I think there's a whole bunch of issues at play. And everybody say, well, this screams electric. Not entirely, because our electric grid could be hacked at any time. I'll go for hybrid. But I'm not going to be all electric, and I don't think I'm going to be all gas later. I think I'll be hybrid at the most, just because I just need to always hedge. But gas prices are the art of charging for gas is based on a whole variety of things. It's the crude oil pricing. It's the transportation of it. Of course, the production of it. It's your franchise versus your chain. So if you're a part of Costco, you could get cheaper gas. If you live in another city that has easier access to pipelines, the gas might be cheaper. But if you have higher demand and you have people that are willing to pay that demand, then you're going to have stations out there that also want to make their money. Now, people say gas stations don't make a lot of profit on the gas. They make more profit on you buying the candy and the big gulps and the coffee. And they do. They try to get you in, you know. But I really do believe that when you see a gas station charging almost $6 a gallon for the gas, I really think you have some people out there that are either greedy or I don't know. But a big thing that a lot of people don't realize is you have the federal taxes and state taxes, but you also have these rules and environmental regulations and caps. And California is notorious for having all these extra rules on the fuel. And the fuel is going to be a more expensive type of fuel than you could possibly get at some of these other places throughout the country. And so California already has some of the highest prices. If you look, you know, nationally, I think price of gas is at, what, $3.11? But in terms of states, California, Alaska, that seems to be the highest. They just, and it could just be because of environmental regulations. Now, if you notice, gas prices spiked in January 2021. Now, some people blame Biden. Some people blame demand. I think it's a little of everything. I think inflation's going up. I think things are going to cost more. I think a lot of these companies lost so much money during lockdowns that they're going to try to make it up. And now that you have people driving, I mean, we drove. We lost a truck. We had to get a rental car. We were buying a crap load of gas this whole weekend. So, you know, they were right about demand. Demand is up. So gas prices, unfortunately, there's a whole variety of factors. But yeah, depending on where you live, there's more laws and taxes and fees. Your gas is going to be pricier. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as Nevada reopens today, and as many parts of the country reopens, there's still a lot of debate on where people stand in terms of the government and in terms of their either laxity or their strictness. And so the government left it up to private business, which I agree with, on whether they want to force masks or not. And so if you're a patron and you want to walk into a store and you don't want to wear a mask, go to another store. You have a right to choose going to another store. Now, if it's the only store in town, that's the only place you could get food, that's a problem. But if you have a choice, private business owner does have a choice to say, we want masks, we don't want masks. They do. There's that debate can extend on to if they can make a cake, they want to make a cake or not make a cake, or, you know, businesses have the right to refuse services as long as it doesn't violate creed, race, gender, as long as it's not discriminatory. And so if masks and vaccines are not considered discriminatory creeds, then they have a right to do that. There's been a lot of debate on what happened with the bakery. You know, can you force a bakery to make something they're not comfortable doing? That's, you know, and I guess I believe the Supreme Court was looking at that in terms of I think the Supreme Court might have ruled in favor. I have to double check what happened with that. But private businesses and their choices have always been up for debate. And how I stand on that is if a private business says, look, you know, this is a hospital, or, you know, this is a retail store, and, you know, we want to be a store where you wear a mask, they have a right to do that. And then you have a right as a consumer to say, I don't want to be here. I'm leaving. I'm not going to buy here. I'll purchase my stuff somewhere else. So I really believe that people should have choices. Unfortunately, this one choice went way too far. And it shows how you have people out there that will, at a moment's notice, turn on others, just like we saw during the Holocaust, just like we saw with centuries of racism and discrimination in our country. Well, a Nashville hat store owner had decided to sell, I think for $5 a pop, these patches that say not vaccinated. And they were yellow Star of David badges that are patches that you would sew onto your suit or jacket or whatever on the upper left chest area. And her name is Gigi Gaskins. She did post an apology, but she had advertised that she was selling these badges as well as caps. And it was the Hat Work Nashville patches are here. They turned out great. $5 each, strong adhesive back. Oh, okay, so they're adhesive. We'll be offering trucker caps soon. So this is somebody who apparently felt it her need to brand people or offer a branding for people who didn't want to get the vaccine. Now, I know a lot of people think it's a popular movement to be on the side of the pro-vaccinators and ridicule those who are anti-vaccine and to, quote, shun them. I see on Facebook even doctors going, we got to do something about the people that won't get vaccinated. We have to, and I'm like, everybody calm down. Right? A lot of people who don't want to be vaccinated have a variety of reasons, some of them even race. So you're going to now brand them, you're going to now discriminate, you're going to kick them off planes, you're going to, no. In fact, Florida has taken the steps where they will actually fine cruise lines tens of thousands of dollars if they force passengers to show proof of COVID vaccines. Now, I get this is a very highly controversial topic because whether you're Republican or Democrat, you could feel completely different on COVID and vaccines. You know, yes, if everybody was vaccinated against COVID, right, we probably would be safer against the original COVID strain and maybe some of the variants as well, but I don't know how legal, how constitutional that is, and I also don't believe you are going to have 100 people vaccinate, which means you're going to start discriminating against millions of people. In fact, there's still at least 100 plus million people in the United States that are not getting vaccinated. And so in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis said your personal choice regarding vaccinations will be protected. So anyway, this woman from this hat store did apologize. She said, in no way did I intend to trivialize the Star of David or disrespect what happened to millions of people. That is not who I am and what I stand for. My intent was not to exploit or make a profit. My hope was to share my genuine concern and fear and to do all that I can to make sure that nothing like that ever happens again. I sincerely apologize for any insensitivity. But my problem problem with that is, okay, so she apologized and all that, but my problem, and, you know, even the yellow star and how my family had to wear it and was killed as a result, yes, the yellow star does bring up a lot of emotion, but that's not what I'm really mad about today. I am mad that the American population, you have people within America in the year 2021 having no problem with the idea of branding somebody, having no problem with the idea of refusing service, no problem with the idea of we're going to take one side and we are going to be against our fellow Americans. You know, we thought in the Civil War, that was just the most astonishing thing we could have ever thought of, Americans killing other Americans. And as we saw with the Tulsa massacre in 1921, and as we saw with the Holocaust in the 40s, 30s and 40s, we're like, okay, that won't happen in modern day. People won't go against each other. They did. And I don't mean to always allude to Nazi Germany throughout the COVID crisis, but there were things and behaviors that humans did during the 30s and 40s that we didn't evolve out of. People are still doing it. Which means when people say, oh gosh, racism won't happen again, or the Tulsa massacre won't happen again, or the Holocaust won't happen again, or, you know, witch hunts or things like that, yes, they will. Because humans didn't change. Humans think it is absolute. For her to post this means she thinks that she had a following. That means she felt comfortable enough that she had an audience and a base, and she felt she was with the majority. But then when other people saw it in backlash, she took it down. But when people post these things, they think that they are thinking a part of the majority, which means there are people out there that have conveyed to her that they like the idea of branding. So it's not cool. Not cool at all. Mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. I would love people to get the vaccine. I would love people to continue to get the vaccine. I got the vaccine. But I still will fight for the right of it being your choice. Nobody is allowed to tie you down and force an injection into you. Or nobody is allowed to shun you or cause you to lose your basic rights in America because you have a choice to not vaccinate. You can't do that to people. This is 2021, for crying out loud. So, anyway, she apologized. I think she realizes what she did was absolutely stupid. But beyond that, you have people out there that have no problem at all, you know, looking at those who don't vaccinate or against vaccination as being evil. And, you know, you could think, oh, well, yeah, it's because they're Trumpers. No, they're not Trumpers. You have many people out there of a whole variety of races that aren't getting vaccinated. And they could be Republican, Democrat. They just don't want to get the vaccine. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.